Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Ask Pat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 541 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Benji.
Hey, Pat. Benji here. Just had a question about resources and choosing whether they should be lead magnets or epic posts, if you will. I've always kind of struggled with deciding whether I should create a resource as something that's given away in exchange for a name and an email address, or if I should just give it away for free with hopes of getting links or helping my organic traffic. So I was wondering if you can weigh in on what you think about this, and what do you think is the best way to kind of decide what to do with the resource you're creating? Thank you so much for all that you do. You're a big inspiration and hero of mine.
Hey, Benji, what's up? Thank you so much for the question and the kind words. I really appreciate that. The coffeeconcierge.net. I'm literally drinking a coffee as I record this episode because it's early morning. And so I have to definitely check out your site because I love coffee. Anyway, thank you again so much for the question. How do you choose between creating a lead magnet or an epic post? One that, you know, they both have pros and cons, of course. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people can do both at the same time. You can write an epic post and actually put that into a PDF file that then you can ask for an email for. A lot of people want to download those tangible things like PDF files for those epic posts. I know this because I have a number of epic posts and people have been asking me for PDF files. And I haven't done it for those because I want them to be unique, but they don't have to be. And I'm actually probably leaving a lot of potential emails on the table as a result. Now, the reason that's not done right now in my business is because that's not a top priority, and I'm going to fill in some of those holes, and that's one of them, but that's something that you can definitely do. Now, if you want to keep each of those things unique, well, then you can just create a combination of both. So sometimes you'll have epic posts, and sometimes for those, you don't need necessarily the entire post in there, but kind of backing on what I said earlier, you can create maybe just a quick one-page PDF for those epic posts that outlines all the steps, for example, or has all the links in it, or some other valuable item that you can give away in that epic post. So that epic post is going to be out there in SEO, and people are going to share it. But it doesn't mean that you can't squeeze people into some sort of opt-in form, offering something that's not exactly that epic post. So don't feel like an epic post is wasting an opportunity to get email addresses, because it's actually helping you in that way too. Now, a lead magnet, creating something unique that's not on the blog specifically that people can download, that's something I've done as well. A number of people do this very regularly. For example, Amy Porterfield from amyporterfield.com. Every podcast episode she comes out with, she actually has a unique lead magnet that relates to the particular podcast episode that she has. So that's kind of cool, because the podcast gives her a way to actually promote that. It's different, and she's getting more email addresses as a result. So your lead magnet, What can it be? It could be something similar to what you would write in those epic blog posts, but again, it doesn't have to be. But if you're starting at the point, if you just have this amazing thing to share and you're trying to decide between a lead magnet or an epic post, well, what haven't you done in a while? That's really what I would do, because you want to mix it up a bit. A lot of times we have an audience that is used to getting stuff from us and getting the similar thing over and over again, and you have to mix it up a bit, change the rhythm, make it different, and that way it'll get them to pay attention. And so really, there's no right answer here and there's no wrong answer here. The answer really is, well, what haven't you done in a while? Do that, because it's going to mix things up. So if you've been doing a lot of lead magnets, just do an epic blog post where you could say, you know what, there's no email required to get access to this, but it's here all for you. Please share it if you like it. That's the call to action. And also, again, like I said, you can have a call to action to subscribe to a piece of it or some other thing that relates to the epic post. So you could do it that way. Or if you've just been doing epic posts for a while, and you can say, hey, guys, I have this amazing thing to share with you. And in order to get access to it, and it's a PDF, it's very convenient for you, just send in your email address. Those of you who are on my email list already, you'll get it directly sent to your email. And you can do it that way too. So again, there's no really big science here. That's just how I would approach it. So Benji, I hope that answers your question. And yeah, there's no wrong. They're both great. So just continue to do both. But again, like I said, mix it up. So Benji, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. I want to thank you for that. And for everybody out there who's asking questions, just I appreciate you so much. Just head on over to askpat.com and you can record your question right there. I also want to mention that the audiobook for Will It Fly is actually being recorded this week. So that should be out in a couple weeks. I know a lot of you were like, oh, thanks for mentioning your book. I would love the audio version of it because I listen in the car or wherever you're listening to this, you listen there. So the audio version will be available pretty soon, next month sometime maybe. But again, there's a lot of factors involved. There's a approval process through Audible, but it'll be on Audible. But again, like I said, I'll let you know. You'll hear about it, I promise. And I want to thank you guys again for all the support. Now here's a quote to finish off the day. By Sigmund Freud. And he said, out of your vulnerabilities will come your strength. I love that one. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.